Welcome everyone to the RM Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Will Fisher, here in just a second. I want to welcome everyone to our program. This is our world famous NFL pick show for week number 4. We've been picking every week, and I must say, it's been very impressive what we've been able to do. We have a pure winning record, both of us. Although I think I'm kind of winning overall, but we'll find out more about that later. So without further ado, let's get our show started. Make sure you guys log on to our website, rfsportsradio.com, or find us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. So without further ado, we're going to start of our show, the guy that can pick just about anything except football, Mr. Roy Fisher. And how are you tonight, sir?
Rodney, you know what? I'm good. And I'm not going to talk about that introduction. I think my record's better than yours. But let me tell you why I'm good tonight. The Rangers are one win away from going to the playoffs. The strike is over with. The refs are back. Training camp for the Mavericks starts tomorrow. And, of course, we got every Friday night, we got high school football. So, man, listen, I'm the weather's starting to change. Fall's in there. I feel real good tonight.
All right. Well, I can take that. I think I feel just as excited for the same reasons also. And you mentioned Mavericks training camp starting tomorrow. Make sure you guys go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. You can watch Mavs Media Day tomorrow starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can actually tune in, watch everything, and see what we see, kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at this new roster that the Mavericks have. So it's going to be great. And you're right. A lot to celebrate the NFL. We just had our Week 3 review show and talked a lot about the refs. Of course, what happened in Seattle with Seattle and Green Bay. Well, it seems like the NFL got the picture and the real referees came back tonight and came back to a standing ovation in the Thursday night game. So I'm impressed by that, by the speed that they acted on. But I think based on what happened on Monday night, something had to get done right away.
You know, and you're right. And if you're a fan, you have to be happy. You got football going on. You got baseball finna get in the playoffs. You got basketball finna start. So it's something out there for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And with 2 minutes left in that Thursday night game, the Baltimore Ravens are leading 23-16 in that game. Ravens currently have the ball also. And Joe Flacco was 28-46 so far, 356 yards and one touchdown. Brandon Whedon right now is 22-43, 263 yards and zero touchdowns. Now, unable to run the ball. Trent Richardson only has 47 yards so far rushing the ball. But, again, it's early. It's got 2 minutes left in that game, so we'll keep you guys updated as we get closer to the finish of that one. But today we're going to talk about Week 4 and pick the games for Week 4. It's going to be a good weekend, a lot of good matchups, a lot of teams that need to get a win. A lot of teams that need to continue to play very well, and some hard games to pick as well, too. So let's get started. Before we do, I want to remind everyone that these picks are for recreational purposes only. So that means if you don't win, don't sue us. But if you do win, we need our cut.
All right. You have to share in the profits. That's right.
Share in the profits. That's right. We're equal opportunity company here. So, yeah, there you go. You got to share in the profits. Let's jump right into it, Royce, with the Panthers and the Falcons. The Panthers coming off of a loss. Of course, they're 1-2 so far in the season. The Falcons, 3-0. You said the other day that you thought the Falcons were a team to be beaten in the NFC, one of the best teams in the NFC. Of course, their record would say so as well. They have Atlanta favored by 8. This is in Atlanta. Who wins this game?
I'm going to have to go with the Falcons on this one, Rodney. I think it'd be a good game. I'd love to see Cam Newton do well. But I think Atlanta just has too much on both sides of the ball.
Mm. You know what? Give me the Falcons here as well, too. I mean, the Falcons are a tough team to beat when they're at home, number one. We know they didn't lose the home game at all last season. And, you know, an interesting stat from this game is Cam Newton's actually thrown for more yards this season than Matt Ryan. But Matt Ryan has 8 touchdowns, and Cam Newton only has 2. So go figure that. That's a very very unique stat for two teams or two quarterbacks on two different planes, I guess the best way to put it. Now we'll jump to the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. You like the Bills. I know you do. I know you like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's on your fantasy team. But he's going against Tom Brady after they have lost two straight games in a row. The Bills are at home this game, and New England's still favored by five.
Well, you know, I'm going to get in trouble with my other son about this because he's a Patriots fan. But I'm going to go with you on this pick. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Wait a minute. You going with Buffalo?
I'm going with Buffalo over New England. New England really hasn't shown me much. They kind of struggling a little bit.
Well, I understand that, but you're saying that the New England Patriots, led by Bill Belichick, who just got fined $50,000 for grabbing a referee, and Tom Brady, are going to lose three straight games in a row?
It's my upset pick of the week. Until they prove me different, otherwise, I'm going with Buffalo. I believe in this Buffalo team. I know you don't. But this is my upset pick of the week. Everybody has to have an upset pick.
Yeah, that's a pretty big upset pick right there. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take the Patriots to win this game. I'm not a Patriot fan. Everybody knows that. If you've been listening to the show over the last 2 years, you know I'm not a Patriot fan. But I can't see them losing three games in a row. I just can't fathom that happening. I know. You know, Buffalo's got a decent offense, you know, but again, they got Tashard Choice running the ball. C.J. Spiller's out. So, you know, I still feel like the Patriots will win this game.
Well, you forgot the old rule. On any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody.
Well, that's true. That's always going to be the case.
That's right.
All right, so the Vikings and the Lions, another early game. The Vikings coming off a huge win. Oh, the 49ers, and the Lions coming off of a huge loss in overtime to the Tennessee Titans when they got their first win last week in a wild back-and-forth game. This game is at home for the Detroit Lions. It's where they got their only win so far, and Detroit is favored by five in this game. Tell me who wins this one.
Wow. I should let you pick first on this one, but I'm going to go ahead and pick on this. I'm going Minnesota because, they played good last week. Maybe they keep the momentum going and play good this week.
Minnesota is also my upset pick here. Give me Minnesota to win this game, going 3-1. It's inside of a dome. They're used to playing in a dome. And I think that win over San Francisco gave them a lot of confidence. Especially getting a win against a team that good.
Big win.
A huge win. And I'm giving me the Minnesota Vikings. This is my upset pick right here. Minnesota Vikings over the Detroit Lions. Go ahead and call your bookie, get it done. But that's a great upset pick right there. Make you a ton of money on that game right there. Now the Chargers and the Chiefs. Of course, the Chargers coming off a loss, nonetheless, last week. And the Chiefs had a big win against New Orleans in overtime last week. Matt Castle so far this season has thrown for 807 yards, three touchdowns. And Phillip Rivers has thrown for four touchdowns but only 688 yards as they still try to figure out who is going to be their offensive weapons, who's going to run the ball, who's going to be the lead receiver. So far it's been McAfee and Jackie Battle. But we know the Chargers, their expectations are Super Bowl, and they don't look necessarily like a Super Bowl team right now. This game is in Kansas City. And San Diego still favored by one after the Chiefs won against New Orleans in the Superdome. Give me the Chiefs to win the game at home and beat San Diego.
I'm agree with you on that pick. Arrowhead Stadium is the hardest place in the NFL to play. I think the crowd's going to be too much for San Diego. I'm going with Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm thinking Kansas City is winning this game.
That's a hard place to play in.
I'm very surprised they have the Chargers right now favored by one on a road game, especially as hard as it is to play in Kansas City. It's very surprising.
And I never trusted San Diego. You know, they're a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, and watch Jamal Charles. I tell you what, he had a huge game, over 200 yards rushing. I think 233 or something like that rushing last game. So be very, very careful about him. He's going to be ready to go right away, especially coming back home. Now, here's the Big Ten surprise team, the team that had the benefit of the what they call the Golden Gate or whatever they want to call it. The whole fiasco that happened in Seattle during the Monday night game, the Seahawks at 2-1. They go on the road to take on the Rams. The Rams 1-2. Who wins this game, Russ? I think I got a feeling who you're going to pick anyway.
You should know I'm going with Seattle. This team has really showed me something. Great defense, man, the way they played last week. I think they keep the momentum going. I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle here, too. Seattle's defense, man, is to be reckoned with. Yeah, they're to be reckoned with. They bring the hat. They're ready to play, and they're going to give that offense of the Rams some serious fits. Serious. We're in week four, going into week four, and still Steven Jackson hasn't really gotten his feet up under him. He only has 140 yards rushing so far in the season, which we're used to him being a 100-yard-per-game type of back, and he's only got about half of what he normally would have if he was fully healthy, fully ready to go, and able to do what he used to do so easily in the NFL. Now, the 49ers, they go on the road to take on the Jets here, boys. The 49ers, are favored by 5 on the road here. We saw the Jets in the Dolphins game and barely get a win after Carpenter missed that field goal in overtime. And the Jets, we know their offense is really not explosive, as I should say that, I guess, to be nice. But they got to face a tough defense in the 49ers coming off a loss to the Minnesota Vikings. I think the 49ers beat them in submission, and we may see Tebow starting in week 5.
Yeah, you know, I called for that last week. I said you're going to be hearing Tebow's name being called. But I think San Francisco redeemed themselves. They're a better team than what they're showing so far. I think they redeemed themselves Sunday, and I think they take the win. I'm going to San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm taking San Francisco here, too. I think it's a no-brainer here, too. Let me ask you something. Do we see Tebow play quarterback in this game? I mean, really play quarterback, not red zone, not punt team. I mean, really get in there and take Sanchez's spot and play quarterback in this game.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I say you will see more Tebow in this game. But if Sanchez doesn't play well, look for Tebow to come in more and more until he finally takes the job.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if this is going to be the game. I think it'll happen next game. If they get beat pretty bad, you may see Tebow a lot in week 5.
Well, I think they're playing more Sunday. I think you'll see more Tebow play for Tebow Sunday.
Yeah, they figure out a way to give him the ball some kind of way.
Right.
All right, the Tennessee Titans coming off a wild win over the Detroit Lions have taken on the undefeated Houston Texans, who look like a well-oiled machine, look like the best team so far in the AFC. Texans are at home for this game, Royce. They have Houston favored by 12 in this game. So if you're going to call an upset, this is the one to go with.
You know, even though Tennessee played pretty good last week.
They
put up a lot of points. I was really shocked. But no way that they're going to beat the Houston Texans on Sunday. No way.
How good is this Houston Texans team, do you think?
One of the top two teams in the league right now. They're that good. Over the years, I saw this team get better and better and better. Everybody's healthy. That's been the problem the last 2 or 3 years. Guys been getting hurt. Long as they stay healthy, they got a chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. They look like a top-tier team in the NFL and probably one of the best teams in the AFC. They got to be top three in the AFC as far as I'm concerned, not number one in the AFC. Let's take a break before we get into the late afternoon games. We'll come back. We'll pick the rest of the games here. You're listening live to our world-famous NFL pick show for week number 4, RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service,
or a website and you need more customers, advertise with the fastest growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by. Welcome back, everyone, to our world-famous NFL Pick Show, week number 4. My name is Rodney Fisher, and, of course, my co-host, Royce Fisher. And, again, we pick these games every week, every Thursday night. Go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, to find out more information on how you can be involved with the show and have your opportunity to pick with us every Thursday as well, too. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get back into the picks. Starting out with the afternoon games. And the Raiders going on the road to take on the Broncos. The Broncos need to win pretty bad, coming out for 2 straight losses and 2 tough losses at that. Couldn't really get it going in the first half in both of the games they lost and try to make a late comeback, but just didn't have enough steam or enough time to really make it happen. Peyton Manning's looked pretty good so far, Royce. He's taking a lot of punishment, able to still keep playing the way he plays at a high level. The Broncos are at home for this game, second home game in a row. Did they win here? Did they get a win against the Raiders?
Well, this is going to be a good game, Ron. It's one I'm going to make sure I watch. Oakland played great last week. But Denver at home, I think they redeemed themselves. This is a good team that just hadn't had much luck. I'm going with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, give me the Broncos here, too. Last week, the Raiders played just
great.
They played great. They played a lot of fight. They put on a lot of points late in the game to come from behind and win. They played great, you know, but I still think the Broncos will win. And you know what? This will be Peyton Manning's first real taste of this rivalry between the Denver Broncos and the Oakland Raiders. So he gets his first real taste of that, but I think he bounces back. They get the win, and they go 2-2 to finish out week 4.
Now, had this game been in Oakland, I might have thought about
it
for a while.
Yeah,
it's kind of a dark hole up there. But since it's in Denver with the crowd, I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Then, of course, the other late game, the Dolphins coming off a heartbreaking loss. And, of course, the injury to Reggie Bush, they seem to be a game-time decision, but many people think he will play. They take on the undefeated Arizona Cardinals with some big wins against the Patriots, the Eagles. We saw how they beat up Michael Vick last week. Cardinals are home for this game. This is their third home game in a row, Russ. Their second home game in a row, excuse me. And the Arizona Cardinals are favored by 6. Give me the Cardinals all the way to beat the Fins.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I think Arizona is starting to become one of the places you don't want to go play in. People are going to start getting scared to go to Arizona the way they play. And listen, Reggie Bush might want to sit out this game the way Arizona defense is playing. Arizona all the way.
Yeah, Arizona all the way. Tannehill so far this season, as a rookie, only 615 yards passing. I think even more importantly, he only has 1 touchdown pass so far this season. We're going into week 4 of the NFL.
He played like a rookie last week.
Absolutely. He's got to get it together. He's got to throw touchdowns. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals coming off a big win against RG3 and the Washington Redskins. They're going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The game is in Jacksonville, so we know no one's going to be watching, especially not from the stands. But they do have Cincinnati favored by 3. Give me the Bengals to continue to spread the ball around, give the ball to A.J. Green and Andy Dalton to have a big game. Throwing the ball as well, too. So I'll take Cincinnati to win this game.
I'm going to agree with you on this pick. I'm going to go Cincinnati by 10.
Yeah. At least 10. All right, the Saints, who need a win bad. They need a win like no other. They're 0-3. They're going against another team that needs a huge win as well, too. This is the game I really want to watch the second half on Sunday, because both of these teams need to win very, very bad. The Packers coming out for that heartbreaking loss against Seattle. Know they have a chip on their shoulder. I said on Tuesday, a Wednesday show, that I feel like this is going to really catapult them the rest of the season. What happened in Seattle, they'll use it as a like a rally cry for their team for the rest of the season. I think the Saints are in trouble. I think they go 0-4. I don't think they have a chance to win it. Green Bay's favored by 8, and they're going to come out there and they're going to throw the ball like crazy on that Saints defense.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Green Bay felt like they got robbed last week. I'm pretty sure they watched that over and over just as many times as I did. They feel cheated. They get redemption this week. I say they win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be a big game for Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to really have a good game throwing the ball. I think he'll be great out there this week. All right, let's jump right into the other games here, starting with the Redskins and the Buccaneers. These next two games are really important for me as a Cowboy fan, but we'll start with the Redskins and Buccaneers. Very seldom I'm interested by this game because the Buccaneers, of course, we saw how them and Dallas played, and Dallas really let them off the hook a lot of times. I want to see what the Redskins do to the Buccaneers. This game is in Tampa Bay. They're favored by 3. But I think RG3 bounces back. I think they put up too many points for the Buccaneers to keep up with. Give me the Redskins to beat the Buccaneers on the road.
So you still upset because of that Tampa Bay game? Even though you won. Even though you won. A little bit.
Yeah.
But I know it's hard for you. I know it's hard for you.
The way they played, you know.
I know it's hard for you as a Cowboy fan to pick the Redskins. Washington should have won a game last week. But I say they come back and win this week. And Robert Griffin shows what he's really made of. 3 touchdowns. I'm going with the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm taking the Redskins here too. And in the Sunday night game, the Giants and the Eagles, both of these teams are 2-1. This could really be a game to solidify who's going to be either first in the NFC East or second in the NFC East. Both of these teams need a good win. The Giants coming off of a big win. The Eagles coming off of a big loss. This game is in Philadelphia. They have one line has Philly by 1. The other line has the Giants by 3. That means we got a good game on our hands, Royce. Who wins this one and why?
Eli Manning is on the road. Even if they do get down late in the fourth quarter, he's the comeback kid. I think that front four of the Giants is going to be too much for Philly to handle. I'm going with the Giants.
Wow. You know what? Give me the Eagles at home, man. Give me
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Give me the Eagles at home. I know Michael Vick doesn't look like he's going to make it throughout the entire season. The way he's been beat up.
Listen, Michael Vick is 1 or 2 hits away from being out of the game.
And I know the talk between LeSean McCoy to O.C. Umeyora is not going to help that backup left tackle that they have over there. Not going to make his day any easier whatsoever. I know the pass rush is going to be there, but it's just something about when NFC East teams play each other, it doesn't always go the way you think it should go. And so that's why I think some kind of way the Eagles find a way to win this game. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know who's going to be the guy that makes the team, makes everything work. They got to figure out a way to get DeSean Jackson involved. I mean, their leading wide receiver is the tight end. So they got to figure out a way to get him the ball. And I think somehow, some way, they figure it out, man. They get a win over the Giants.
Not just give him the ball. They got to figure out a way to take Michael Vick.
Well, they're gonna have a hard time doing that too.
I mean, he can't get rid of the ball if he can't throw it. And I think last week kind of exposed Philly. And the Giants are coming. They're gonna blitz all day long. They're coming at the big. And I just see an Eli Manning he's on fire, man. I got to go with the Giants. You picking Philly, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking Philly.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Taking Philly. All right, now let's go to the Monday night game. This game here is going to be
easy. You couldn't wait for this one.
Yeah, I couldn't wait for this one. The Cowboys at home playing their second home game after getting their first home opener win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which was not that impressive, but a win is a win. The Chicago Bears, they're 2-1 as well, but haven't won a road game yet. And what's going to happen here? I'll let you pick first before I get my homer call out here.
First, let me say this. Tony Romo hadn't played very well. And listen, I really want to pick Dallas, but the way Dallas played last week, that it was awful, even though they won. And I got a message for Jason Garrett. If you don't call better plays for this talented team you have, nowhere in the world you're going to win the East. But I want to pick Dallas to win because they are playing at home. And they have to redeem themselves. If they don't win this game, it's going to be pretty bad news for Cowboy fans. That's my opinion.
So you're going to pick the Cowboys to win?
Reluctantly.
Oh, man, I don't know
about
this.
I don't believe in Jake Cutler. I don't. He's the interception king.
Man, making it hard for me to pick my team, man. I just can't have you rooting for the Cowboys, man.
Well, then pick Chicago.
Well, I'm
You're
never,
not
going to
do that, are you?
I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Listen, the Cowboys have some of the best talent, you know, in football right now, but the play calling has been awful. And I'm going to blame Jason Garrett for that. He has to do a better job of motivating these guys mentally and play calling. But I'm reluctantly taking Dallas because I do not trust Chicago and Jay Cutler.
I'm taking Dallas out of way, number one, because I believe in Dallas. As funny as that may sound to a lot of people, but I think that Dallas defense has been the most impressive thing I've seen this season so far. I don't know what's wrong with the offense, but I know the defense is playing. I know the defense can get to Jay Cutler. They've been sacking Jay Cutler a lot already this season. I think he's like top three in the league as far as taking sacks. We'll get back there. We'll put pressure on him. He'll make some mistakes, of course. He'll try to use his big arms to his advantage, and it won't work. And we'll capitalize some kind of way and get the win. All the offense needs to do is give the ball to DeMarco Murray, let him get 100 yards. Let's see if Jason Witten, maybe he can catch the ball. I think we'll be fine. I think we win this game. And people start talking about the Cowboys as being a legitimate contender.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ogletree is the guy. He's been missing the last two games. I don't know why he's been missing. DeMarco Murray, 38 yards last week. He's got to do a lot better.
A lot better this week.
A lot, 38 yards is not going to get it.
I agree.
But I think Jerry's talked to him. I'm pretty sure. And to keep Jerry from having a heart attack up there in the booth, I think they'll win one for Jerry. He deserves a win.
I think so, too. That game in Baltimore is final. They do win 23-16. Flacco finished with 356 yards, I mentioned before, and Brandon Whedon finished with 320 yards and zero touchdowns in that game as well, too. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to our world-famous NFL show. Make sure you guys follow us on the website, rfsportsradio.com. Also, go to TuneIn Radio and download the app, and then type in RFSN to get 24-hour sports talk from a fan's perspective as well, too. We want to thank all of our shows, all of our listeners, all the people that follow our podcast on iTunes as well, too. Until next week, thank you guys for tuning in. Stay tuned for more sports talk, more live broadcasts, and everything with the Mavericks, from high school football to everything. We thank you guys again, and until next time, be safe. RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
And I welcome the fall.